This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا محمد وعلى أنصار سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواج سيدنا محمد وعلى ذرية سيدنا محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Yasir Fazega here. We wish you and your family a very, very blessed Eid. Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum salih al-a'mal.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Eid Mubarak. Kullu aam wa antum bi khair. Each and every one of you, welcome to your Family Life Center, Memphis Islamic Center. We are glad and delighted that you are here. Our goal, our objective is to make your accommodation comfortable and easy. If we fall short of that, please pardon. It was not meant to be. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our prayers, our fasting, and our celebration together. Jazakumullahu khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Eid Mubarak to all of you. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept our deeds and forgive our sins. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make this beautiful day of Eid a day full of joy and blessings for you and your family members. And once again, Memphis Islamic Center welcomes all of you and wishes you all a joyous and blessed day of Eid. Please do not forget, if you have not paid your Zakat al-Fitr, we have assessed it to be $15 per person in your household. Now is the time to do it. Make sure that you do it before the prayer begins. If you have not paid it, once again, please make sure that you put it in the boxes designated for that. As we celebrate this beautiful day of Eid, I would like to urge every one of you, inshallah, to pray for our volunteers and staff and make sure that you cooperate with their instructions so that we can make this a smooth day for everyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you and bless you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and Eid Mubarak. We are excited and thrilled to have you here with us at the Memphis Islamic Center to spend your Eid. Inshallah, we just wanted to share a few announcements and upcoming events and programs by MIC and the greater Memphis community. Just a reminder for everyone to please make sure to give your Zakat al-Fitr before the Eid Salah. It is $15 per person in each household. There are boxes available for you to donate, or you could go online to micmemphis.org/donate, or you could visit one of the Mohid kiosks at MIC in one of the hallways. We will be having the Eid al-Fitr festival this Sunday, April 23rd, and it will be from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Please make sure to register for the Eid festival at eidmemphis.eventbrite.com. There will be rock climbing, bounce houses, face painting, slides, balloon artists, and much, much more. And we look forward to seeing your family attend that this Sunday, April 23rd. This Saturday, Amin will be holding an Eid family skating event. That will be Saturday, April 22nd from 10:45 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. It'll be $10 per skater. Non-skaters are free, and it'll be at the Cordova Skating Center at 7970 Club Center Drive, Cordova, Tennessee. On April 30th, the Sabr Group will be holding an autism walk at the W.C. Johnson Park in Cairoville, Tennessee. It'll be from 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. It'll be $10 general admission. Donations are welcome. You can visit sabr.squarespace.com to register, and it will be for that one day only. On May 12th to May 14th will be the Come to Success in the Dunya and Akhirah First Southern Dawah Conference. Please make sure to save that date and look forward to more details as they come in the few weeks. The MBL Memphis, Muslim Basketball League of Memphis Summer League registration is now open. You can go to www.mblmemphis.org to submit your team registration or to register individually as well for the recreational league that will be starting sometime towards the end of May. Towards the end of the summer will be the House of Wisdom, a revival of Islamic academia conference that will be held from July 29th to July 30th. It is the first ever national Islamic academic conference bringing together Muslim intellectuals and academics to revive the intellectual legacy of Islam and pave a new path forward. To register, you can use the QR code on the screen or go to baitofwisdom.org. On behalf of Masjid Salam, they would like to share the following announcement. We wish everybody a joyous Eid al-Fitr and may Allah accept our fasting and qiyam. We wish to inform the community of a new addition to our Quran and weekend school program, Sheikh Aliyu, who graduated from the University of Medina, and we are glad to have him among our team and our community. Lastly, we'd like you to continue to support MIC, give generously to continue sustaining our MIC operations and day-to-day operations, and you can donate online at micmemphis.org/donate. Jazakallah khair and Eid Mubarak.
الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر ولله Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Inshallah, we're going to be starting Salah shortly. If you have not delivered your Zakatul Fitr, now is the time to do it. So there are some gold boxes being moved around or outside. Zakatul Fitr, we have determined or estimated Zakatul Fitr to be $15 per person in your household. So whatever number of people you have or dependents in your household, times 15, inshallah ta'ala, and that will be sufficient, inshallah, to give Zakatul Fitr on your behalf, inshallah, azza wa jal. We're going to be beginning in about 10 minutes, inshallah. In the meanwhile, we have an important message from one of our elected officials. So please join me to welcome our sheriff.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Assalamu alaikum. Eid Mubarak, kul aam antum bikhair. Brothers, we have a good friend of the community, Floyd Bonner, our current sheriff and our future city mayor, inshallah. Today he mentioned some in the back office that all tickets would be exempt. So if he got a violation, just let us know. Jazakumullah khair.
No, the sheriff did not say that. Assalamu alaikum. Such a pleasure to be here with you this morning. And as you know, such a rainy and messy day. And thanks everyone for coming out. As mentioned, my name is Floyd Bonner. I'm the current sheriff here, but I'm also running for Memphis City Mayor. You know, this community has supported me in the past, and I'm asking you for your support as we run for Memphis Mayor. So thank you. Thank you for giving me an opportunity. Thank you for seeing. Thanks. It's good seeing everyone out this morning. Thank you very much.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar,
Allahu Akbar.
أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر
الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وأزم الأحزاب وحده لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا محمد وعلى أنصار سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواج سيدنا محمد وعلى ذرية سيدنا محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
عيد مبارك Muslims of Memphis, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our deeds and forgive our sins. Inshallah ta'ala, just a refresher, a quick reminder of the format of Salat al-Eid. Salat al-Eid is like Dhuhr, or like, sorry, rather Jum'ah, two rak'ah. We recite out loud. Your dad is calling you.
That's not my dad.
Okay, your uncle. So, Salatul Eid is like Salatul Jum'ah. The only difference is that after Takbiratul Ihram, after the first Takbirah, there will be, inshaAllah ta'ala, seven Takbirat. And in the second rak'ah, after Takbiratul Qiyam, after we rise and we stand, there will be five Takbirat. That's the only difference. And the other difference is that we pray first, and then we have the khutbah. We have the khutbah. The khutbah can be two, or it can be one. Inshallah, I'm going to be making one khutbah. Inshallah, ta'ala. Because of that. So inshallah, ta'ala, it's going to be a short khutbah, you know, and I would urge everyone, inshallah, to join us. To join us and stay with us, inshallah. Yeah, if we can turn off the other ones, inshallah. Once again, final call for those who may not have paid their Zakat al-Fitr. Now is the time to do it, unless you have already designated someone else.
And for those who are wondering, okay, we're praying Salatul Eid now. Will there be Salatul Jum'ah today? Yes, there will be Salatul Jum'ah, inshallah ta'ala. If you're coming from different places or from outside the city, or if it's very difficult for you to come back to pray Jum'ah with us, then make sure that you pray Dhuhr, at least, inshallah. Okay. Starting on time?
Yeah, we're going to start on time. Yeah.
Five minutes. Okay.
Stand up and every gap fill.
Okay. Please. Inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Inshallah, you know, let's, we have reached our capacity, so we need to move up, inshallah. Some may not be able to pray here, but please move the first row, move up, inshallah, if we can move up, inshallah. Yeah. Again, if you can't pray right in front of the minbar, you know, just, yes. Exactly. Okay, you're good. Inshallah. Yeah, if you need to leave a gap, then. But you need to be very careful when you make sujood, inshallah. Huh? Okay. الناس اللي واقفين هناك خليها للشباب اللي واقفين هناك. خلي هذه للناس اللي واقفين عند شو اسمه ما يعرفوا ايش خليهم يتقدموا هنا دكتور عيسى خلي هذاك فراغ وتعال Are you good over there? You just need to be very careful. Give me that chair, please. Thank you. السلام عليكم. يا خلي صغار عند المنبر يعني. خليهم عند المنبر. إذا بتحب تموف وذ ذم يعني. إذا بتحب توقف جنبه يعني. Yes. Yes. استووا استقيموا واعتدلوا. Straighten the lines, fill in all the gaps. Sisters, please make sure that you fill in all the gaps. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر
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 الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قاف والقرآن المجيد بل عجبوا أن جاءهم منذر منهم فقال الكافرون هذا شيء عجيب أإذا متنا وكنا ترابا ذلك رجع بعيد أإذا متنا وكنا ترابا ذلك رجع بعيد قد علمنا ما تنقص الأرض منهم وعندنا كتاب حفيظ بل كذبوا بالحق لما جاءهم فهم في أمر مريج أفلم ينظروا إلى السماء فوقهم كيف بنيناها وزيناها وما لها من فروج والأرض مددناها وألقينا فيها رواسي وأنبتنا فيها من كل زوج بهيج تبصرة وذكرى لكل عبد منيب ونزلنا من السماء ماء مباركا فأنبتنا به جنات وحب الحصيد والنخل باسقات لها طلع نضيد رزقا للعباد وأحيينا به بلدة ميتا كذلك الخروج كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح وأصحاب الرس وثمود وعاد وفرعون وإخوان لوط وأصحاب الأيكة وقوم تبع كل كذب الرسل فحق وعيد أفعينا بالخلق الأول بل هم في لبس من خلق جديد وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد ونفخ في الصور ذلك يوم الوعيد وجاءت كل نفس معها سائق وشهيد لقد كنت في غفلة من هذا فكشفنا عنك غطاءك فبصرك اليوم حديد وقال قرينه هذا ما لدي عتيد ألقيا في جهنم كل كفار عنيد مناع للخير معتد مريب الذي جعل مع الله إلها آخر فألقياه في العذاب الشديد قال قرينه ربنا ما أطغيته ولكن كان في ضلال بعيد قال لا تختصموا لدي وقد قدمت إليكم بالوعيد ما يبدل القول لدي وما أنا بظلام للعبيد يوم نقول لجهنم هل امتلأت وتقول هل من مزيد وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين غير بعيد الله أكبر سبحان الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. وأزلفت الجنة، وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين غير بعيد. هذا ما توعدون لكل أواب حفيظ، من خشي الرحمن بالغيب، من خشي الرحمن بالغيب وجاء بقلب منيب. ادخلوها بسلام، ادخلوها بسلام، ذلك يوم الخلود، لهم ما يشاءون فيها ولدينا مزيد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من بين خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح لهذه الأمة صلوات الله وسلامه عليه إن شاء الله I'm going to pause for 1 minute so that everyone who is leaving realizes that they need to be quiet inshallah as they exit. If I may ask inshallah those who are not interested, want to leave, please leave quietly. No side conversations. Brothers. Brothers over there. Akhi, over there. Yeah. My dear brothers and sisters, I told you I'm going to keep this short, inshallah. So help me keep it short. As we celebrate Eid al-Fitr, we really have to make sure today that we remember what we need to remember on this day and understand what this day is all about. In the salah, I recited verses in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives glad tidings to those who attain taqwa, which is the purpose for fasting. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, fasting was written upon you or prescribed for you, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, you are obligated just like those who were before you, la'allakum tattaqoon, the purpose or the main objective of it is for you to attain taqwa. So Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in these verses that Jannah, paradise, which is something that we've been begging Allah Azza wa Jal for, asking Allah Azza wa Jal, it is what you and I are seeking every day, and especially during the month of Ramadan. Allah in the Quran says, وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ Jannah, actually, you don't even have to go to it. On the Day of Judgment, Allah will bring it closer to those people who were able to successfully attain taqwa, which was the objective of fasting. So we need to reflect on this today. This status or state of taqwa that I was able to attain during the month of Ramadan, how can I remember and maintain this very precious status? It is important to be reminded of the other lessons the month of Ramadan came to teach us, like patience and perseverance, and also gratitude. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us what it is that we were supposed to be doing today, and what you and I were doing since this Fajr, the takbirat. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ After speaking about the month of Ramadan, you should complete the fasting of the month of Ramadan. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us a lunar month can be 29 days or it can be 30 days. This time Allah Azza wa Jal blessed us with 29 days. And here we are today celebrating Eid on our weekly Eid. So both Eid al-Fitr and our weekly Eid, Jum'ah, coincide. So when we celebrate Eid, we're told to remember Allah, glorify Allah, and say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah says, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهِ What is it that we are saying Allahu Akbar for? See, Allahu Akbar is something that we do or say when we celebrate. It's our chanting. When we're excited about something, we say Allahu Akbar. And it's a beautiful chanting. But what is it that we're doing that for? Allah Azza wa Jalla says, عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ For His guidance. He guided us, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for you and I to fast an entire month. made it easy for you and I, and he blessed us and gave us the energy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to give us energy. May Allah continue to guide us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us. 90% of Muslims fast the month of Ramadan. 90% of Muslims observe this obligation of fasting. Walillahil hamd. Allah made it easy for us. Other people look at us and they're like, how do you do this? How do you do it? And we tell them, you have to join us and experience it to know how it's done. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not, you know, Allah, may Allah reward us, but really, credit or praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Sahaba. May Allah's mercy and blessings be upon them. Learn this lesson from the Prophet. Their chanting was, La humma lawla anta mahtadayna wa la tasaddaqna wa la sallayna. Oh Allah, if it wasn't for you, we would have not been guided. If it wasn't for you, we would have not given sadaqah. If it wasn't for you, we would have not fasted. And oh Allah, if it wasn't for you, we would have not been able to fast. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's what we're celebrating. The fact that Allah azza wa jal allowed us to experience the month of Ramadan and brought us to this moment of joy and celebration. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And that you may also be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today is a day to express gratitude to Allah azza wa jal. And remember that part of expressing gratitude to Allah azza wa jal and being thankful to Allah is being thankful to those people around you that Allah Azza wa Jal blessed you with, especially your parents or your grandparents. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you're one of the most fortunate people that have your parents and even maybe both sets of grandparents, you're a very fortunate person. You have so many sources of blessings at your disposal. Take advantage of it. Today, celebrate. Congratulate them. Express your love and respect to them. Today is a day where those of us who, again, are blessed, reach out to your parents if they're not living with you, if they're not with you. And I urge everyone, because I see everyone here with their parents, today is a day where you don't want to give your parents a hard time. Today is a day where you say, I listen and I obey to my parents. I mean, you should do this every day. But we just came out of the month of Ramadan. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The state of taqwa necessitates that you listen to your parents, that you honor your parents, that you put your parents before anyone else. So today is a day you honor your parents and be thankful to them. Allah in the Quran says, "Anishkur li wali walidayk." Be thankful to me and be thankful to your parents. So if anyone comes to me today and says, oh, I'm a very thankful person to Allah, I express gratitude to Allah, alhamdulillah, yet they do not have any gratitude, they do not have the attitude of gratitude with their own parents, that person is a liar. Today is a day you honor your parents. Today also is a day where you're thankful for the other gifts Allah Azza wa Jal has given you. Your own children, they're a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be thankful to that. Today is also the day where you honor other gifts in your life, like your spouses, those who are married, and those who are not married. May Allah Azza wa Jal, May next Eid come upon those qualified bachelors and bachelorettes in our community. May next Eid come upon them and they're all married. I don't like to see any qualified bachelor or bachelorette running around freely, right? Pretending to be happy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them all righteous spouses. Say ameen. So be thankful. If you're married, be thankful for your spouse and pray for them. And especially brothers, especially Eid al-Fitr, you should be very thankful, right? For what I call the mother of all blessings, your wife, the mother of your children. Especially those of our sisters who have been working so hard throughout the entire month, right? Cooking, cleaning, preparing, making this experience a wonderful experience for their husbands and the members of their household. Many of them, on the day of Eid, they're exhausted, they're completely knocked out. Right? Headache, back pain, all kinds of... They should get a lot of thanks. They should get gratitude. They should be appreciated. This is the day to do it. Why am I mentioning people that we should be thankful for and thankful to and express gratitude to? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who does not thank people does not thank Allah. مَنْ لَا يَشْكُرُ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُ اللَّهِ. If you can't thank people, then you're probably not capable of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So part of being thankful to Allah is being thankful to those people around you. And it, on this day, on this member, at this particular moment, I just want to extend my gratitude and say thank you to all of the volunteers and the staffs and the brothers and the sisters that came and helped us. Without them, this could have not been done. I can't mention them. I can't enumerate them. May Allah bless them. Allah Azza wa Jalla knows the contribution and the involvement and the sacrifices these great men and women, and especially some families. We had families come together, an entire family that would come and serve the community. Why? And feed everyone. Why? إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. May Allah bless them. And may they be an example for the rest of our community. Look how beautiful and how diverse our community is. We need to see this on a regular basis. We need to see this on a regular basis in all of our masajid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our deeds and forgive our sins. My dear brothers and sisters, the end of Ramadan and the beginning of Eid al-Fitr is indeed a time of great joy and celebration, but it is important to remember again the lessons we learned during the month of Ramadan. They should not be forgotten. Today is the day where we internalize these lessons, and starting from tomorrow, intend to continue and carry on the legacy of the month of Ramadan, and hope that Allah Azza wa Jalla allows us to experience the next Ramadan and the one after that, as many, oh Allah, grant us, Allahumma a'id alayna Ramadan a'waman adida wa azminatan madida. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to experience this again, again, and again. Let me just finally conclude by saying that in the month of Ramadan, you and I were able to develop some beautiful habits, some great habits. We need to maintain these habits. We need to maintain them. And it's so easy. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my dear brothers and sisters, recommended that we fast 6 days from Shawwal, soon after the month of Ramadan. Obviously, we cannot fast today because it's not permissible to fast today. But starting from tomorrow, you can start your 6 days of Shawwal. If you have missed any days of Ramadan, make them up as soon as you can. And begin the fasting of the 6 days of Shawwal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever fasts the month of Ramadan follows it with 6 days of Shawwal, any 6 days of Shawwal. فَكَأَنَّمَا صَامَ الدَّهْرِ. It is as if that person fasted the entire year. So we got used to fasting. Our bodies are used to it. Our souls are used to it. Let's jump right back into it. And then after that, you might want to consider maintaining a regular fast, maybe once or twice a week, or at least 3 days a month. And keep on with the spirit of fasting. Salah. And I will conclude with this. Salah. Many of us were able to come on a regular basis and pray Salah. On a regular basis. We were able to even pray extended prayers, voluntary prayers every night. We got a taste of it. We got a taste of reading Quran and doing dhikr and raising our hands and praying to Allah in dua. Let's maintain those habits and keep them until the day we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma inna nas'aluka 'eeshatan haniyya wa meetatan sawiyya wa maraddan ghayra mukhzin wa la fadih. Allahumma inna nas'aluka khayra hadha al-yawm wa khayra hadha al-'eed wa khayra ma fihi wa khayra ma ba'dahu. Allahumma inna nas'aluka khayra hadha al-yawm fathahu wa nasrahu wa nurahu wa barakatahu wa hudahu wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma fihi wa sharri ma ba'dahu. Allahumma 'izz al-islam wal muslimin. أبرم لأمة الإسلام أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل الطاعة ويهدى فيه أهل المعصية ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر. اللهم اجمع بين قلوبنا. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا. اللهم اجمع كلمة المسلمين على ما تحب وترضى يا رب العالمين. اللهم احقن دماء المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضاهم وعاف مبتلاهم يا رب العالمين. واغفر لموتاهم. اللهم اغفر لموتانا وموت المسلمين الذين شهدوا لك بالوحدانية ولنبيك بالرسالة وماتوا على ذلك. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم وأكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم واغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقهم من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم من كان منهم محسنا فأحسن إليه ومن كان منهم مسيئا فتجاوز عنه. اللهم لا تحرمنا أجرهم ولا تفتنا بعدهم واغفر لنا ولهم. اللهم اهدي أبناءنا وبناتنا، حبب إليهم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبهم وكره إليهم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلهم إيانا من الراشدين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل الصيام والقيام. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل القرآن الذين هم أهلك وخاصتك. اللهم اجعل القرآن لنا شفيعاً وإماماً وهداً ونوراً ورحمةً يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. والله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وبارك الله لنا ولكم في العيد. عيد مبارك to you all. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. ياسر فازق here. We wish you and your family a very very blessed عيد. تقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. عيد مبارك. كل عام وأنتم بخير. Each and every one of you, welcome to your Family Life Center, Memphis Islamic Center. We are glad and delighted that you are here. Our goal, our objective is to make your accommodation comfortable and easy. If we fall short of that, please pardon. It was not meant to be. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our prayers, our fasting, and our celebration together. جزاكم الله خير والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. عيد مبارك to all of you. May Allah عز وجل accept our deeds and forgive our sins. I ask Allah عز وجل to make this beautiful day of Eid a day full of joy and blessings for you and your family members. And once again, Memphis Islamic Center welcomes all of you and wishes you all a joyous and blessed day of Eid. Please do not forget, if you have not paid your Zakat al-Fitr, we have assessed it to be $15 per person in your household. Now is the time to do it. Make sure that you do it before the prayer begins. If you have not paid it, once again, please make sure that you put it in the boxes designated for that. As we celebrate this beautiful day of Eid, I would like to urge every one of you, inshallah, to pray for our volunteers and staff and make sure that you cooperate with their instructions so that we can make this a smooth day for everyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you and bless you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and Eid Mubarak. We are excited and thrilled to have you here with us at the Memphis Islamic Center to spend your Eid. Inshallah, we just wanted to share a few announcements and upcoming events and programs by MIC and the greater Memphis community. Just a reminder for everyone to please make sure to give your Zakat al-Fitr before the Eid Salah. It is $15 per person in each household. There are boxes available for you to donate, or you could go online to micmemphis.org/donate, or you could visit one of the Mohid kiosks at MIC in one of the hallways. We will be having the Eid al-Fitr festival this Sunday, April 23rd, and it'll be from face painting, slides, balloon artists, and much, much more. And we look forward to seeing your family attend that this Sunday, April 23rd. This Saturday, Amin will be holding an Eid family skating event. That will be Saturday, April 22nd from 10:45 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. It'll be $10 per skater. Non-skaters are free, and it'll be at the Cordova Skating Center at 7970 Club Center Drive, Cordova, Tennessee. On April 30th, the Sabr group will be holding an autism walk at the W.C. Johnson Park in Cairoville, Tennessee. It will be from 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. It will be $10 general admission. Donations are welcome. You can visit sabr.squarespace.com to register. And it will be for that one day only. On May 12th to May 14th will be the Come to Success in the Dunya and Akhirah First Southern Dawah Conference. Please make sure to save that date and look forward to more details as they come in the few weeks. The MBL Memphis, Muslim Basketball League of Memphis, Summer League registration is now open. You can go to www.memphis.org to submit your team registration or to register individually as well for the recreational league. They'll be starting sometime towards the end of May. Towards the end of the summer will be the House of Wisdom, a revival of Islamic academia conference that will be held from July 29th to July 30th. Is the first ever national Islamic academic conference bringing together Muslim intellectuals and academics to revive the intellectual legacy of Islam and pave a new path forward. To register, you can use the QR code on the screen or go to baitofwisdom.org. On behalf of Masjid Salam, they would like to share the following announcement. We wish everybody a joyous Eid al-Fitr and may Allah accept our fasting and qiyam. We wish to inform the community of a new addition to our Quran and Weekend School program, Sheikh Aliyu, who graduated from the University of Medina, and we are glad to have him among our team and our community. Lastly, we'd like you to continue to support MIC, give generously to continue sustaining our MIC operations and day-to-day operations, and you can donate online at micmemphis.org/donate. Jazakallah khair and Eid Mubarak.
Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا
the hall. Brothers, sisters, sisters in the back, I need you to give the other sisters a time who has not prayed. We need to clear the musalla, clear the halls. Jazakum Allahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Eid Mubarak to all of you. Dear respected sisters, your husbands and children are waiting for you. We have a lot of men outside there looking for their wives. So we can bring specific names, but please, if you came here with a party, please, they're waiting for you. We need the space in the parking lot, so we kindly and respectfully ask you, inshallah ta'ala, to proceed and join your family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this day a blessed day for you and your family.
ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله